Welcome to the Tone Jerks Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Goward. With me today, we got
Kyle McIntyre. What's up?
All right, Kyle. What's up? I'm so glad you're wearing that hat, so I can the beanie, so I can see you.
Yeah, it's like you can't really tell what color it is.
High vis.
Yeah.
High res.
It actually produces its own light.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's actually that's what's lighting up the whole room. There's no lights.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
I like it, Kyle. You're hype beast, dude.
Yeah.
You're in the high-vis yellow Carhartt. I'm like, man.
Yeah, I did it for the bit because I know you had talked about, you know, wanting high-vis Carhartt shit. And I was like, I saw that in the store. I was like, snatch.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the first. Fuck them.
I heard you, like, it took me a second to hear you say, fuck them. I thought you, like, glitched and it says, I'm going to be the first fuckable guy wearing
this. Yeah. It's going to be hard, but, you know, someone's got to try it.
I'm going to get so laid.
Someone's got to experiment with it, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to get so laid wearing this beanie. Yeah. So you basically just go into the bedroom, your wife's reading a book, and you wear just nothing but the beanie and your glasses. What do you think,
yeah,
baby?
She's like, oh, boy.
Holy shit.
What have I got myself into?
So I was like, God damn, that's my man.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's like a
Kyle, besides,
concrete worker life here, you know?
Yeah.
See how much they get laid. See if it works.
Kyle, besides getting laid and looking cool as hell, what's new in your world? What's shaking? What's grooving? What's good?
Well, I got a new pedal, I guess. It was gifted to me.
Yes.
By some you, I'm cool guessing it's gift.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you're expecting payment.
no, I got that for your Christmas birthday that I missed.
Oh, sick! Thanks, dude.
Yeah. Well, because you got the
sing me a song.
It's sick ass tech decks, dude. For my birthday,
yeah.
Christmas, and I'm like, hell yeah! I'll get you something that you'll play with and use because I use these tech decks every day.
Do you? Are you?
Yeah, I have them.
Right here, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't brought them to work yet, but I do have them just on my desk, and that's fun to fuck with. So if I'm editing the podcast, listening back and forth, there's sometimes there's just stretches where I'm not editing anything. I'm just listening back to, you know, shit to cut out or dead air to cut.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh.
Practice your chops. Practice your ollie.
Yeah. We'll talk about my what's new. But, like, I had Brian and Adam over here, and then, you know, Brian was talking with Adam. It's like, oh, we're talking about band shit. And he had his camera and just doing, like, clips and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, yeah? Hey, Brian, check this shit out. And he zoomed in on his camera and got, like, he was like, where did that come from? I'm like, oh, I have him here. Kyle got him from me. He's like, yeah, this dude just bust out, like, a tech deck. He was like,
hey,
I thought that was a joke on the Facebook group that everybody's talking about Brian's playing with tech decks. I'm like, no, I actually do have one. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, the first time I think I got the, just a little pop shove it, you know? And
yeah,
Brian got it on like he's got a nice like a Canon camera. It's like,
yeah, they're having like a serious conversation. You butt in, hey, check this shit out.
Brian had his camera with his nice lens and everything. He got like cinematic footage of me doing a fucking.
You basically just freaking George Bush them where it's like,
watch this drive.
The war on terror. Yeah, you know he's talking. You know, these now watch this drive. Dink!
Yeah.
Like you led the reporters onto the freaking feet, the green.
Yeah.
Now watch this drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, hey, assholes. They all turn to you.
Like,
watch this shit.
I'm like, oh, this old thing?
You flip between your fingers like a magician and a coin.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like, I didn't think, he was like, I didn't know you had one. I'm like, I got two, baby.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Ambidextrous. You got a skate sesh going on in here. You need to get the skate park.
I think a little rail at least would be nice.
A rail.
Oh,
you don't want to do like a little half pipe?
I might work. We have like a bunch of like decorative bowls. And I'm like, oh, man, I should bring my tech deck to work.
Drop into that.
Like, there's this like one granite one that I'm like somebody would like
have
on
has a rim on it.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh shit. And I'm like, I gotta fuck that thing up. Let me go, dude.
Yeah. Maybe before work one day.
Assistant store manager. Good little grind session there. Ripping shit up.
Drop in. Yeah. Someone hears you clicking around and stuff. What the fuck's going on over here?
All right, I take one of those bowls and put it in my office so it's right next to my computer. So I, in between emails and making the schedule, I just do a fucking, gleam in the cube. I don't know what the hell that means. Dogtown. Oh, what happened?
Oh, shit. Like a little dark side right here.
Yeah.
You fuck it up with a little sandpaper.
Anyways, yeah. So you got a new pedal.
From got a new boy, pedal,
from
yeah.
Your boy,
so,
from your boy.
Yeah, your boy.
Shout out.
Our boy. Well, you're my boy.
Yeah, yeah. No, but we got it from Da Boy, the kid. Shout him out.
We got the kid. Yeah, we just say the kid.
I have no idea how like, old everyone, he is.
No, so Eric Merrow
yeah.
was YouTube thin fame. In the herd.
Yeah, yeah.
I
think he was
he's the kid.
Yeah.
The young yeah.
The young bull.
The kid. The kid.
Yeah.
You Eric just Merrow, say that and kid. Like, all right, move on, don't mention him. The kid. Well, you got it from the kid.
So he was thinning the herd, like Kyle said. I think he's selling pedals to fund a purchase of another piece of gear, I think a guitar. But I saw this post. I'm like, I sent it to Kyle.
First of all, he had was it an Echoplex?
Ooh, Echo
no,
Park.
Echoplex. Echo Park.
Line 6.
Yeah, that'd have been pretty sweet. Wow. Someone snagged it up.
He said that was the first one to go. He's like that.
And
like,
then I saw that he had this posted, which is the Jackson Audio Prism. I didn't really do that great job cleaning up, but stainless steel. This thing is probably the heaviest pedal.
Heavy John,
like in a small, mm-hmm. you know, it's not as, you know, heavy this is heavier,
a stomp,
yeah. but not by much. I probably should weigh it, but like if we're looking at MXR pedals, this beats all of them pretty sure. Yeah. Remember how we weighed them all?
Oh yeah,
a couple years ago for quality control.
That's how you tell the pedals. Oh, it's a quality pedal because it's so heavy.
Yeah, so it's stainless.
Yeah.
You know, it's built like a fucking ship.
Yeah.
Or at least not really. I mean, you get water in there. Anyways, it's pretty sweet. It's a Boost Overdrive. I mean, it's like it's an OD Boost, whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of got some dirt, but it's also a Boost.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's got a transistor style Boost.
Mm-hmm.
I should say OD, an amp overdrive or distortion kind of.
Okay.
The amp drive, and then it has just a little bit of, there's a color option. So the color just adds a little bit of spice, a little bit of flavor.
Spice of life. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's tone knob. The body knob, I haven't really noticed what it does, but maybe I need to move from, because I was just going into the Focusrite just to kind of listen to it. But this thing was, I couldn't run it past like halfway before I started like, you know, because it's a Boost. It's like,
yeah.
It's clipping. So the amp though, the amp selection sounded great. They actually make a pedal with just the amp mode
mm-hmm.
from this. And it's a little skinny, small guy.
Yeah.
So, but I need to try this in the PV.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a great pedal.
But you said you were cool. using it with the HX Stomp and it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that way, because I ran into it and then dialed down the volume that would control it better.
Mm-hmm.
When I was hitting the Focusrite, it was like,
too
please
much.
Stop. It was like torturing it.
Like
it was
digital
like
clipping.
In yellow and red. It was like, oh, God, stop it. So, yeah, ran to HX Stomp. Sounded really good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds awesome. And it's just a simple, I mean, I should say it's a simple pedal. I opened it up. It is not a simple pedal. This thing has like, I think it has like some secret modes that you can hold and actually have like presets. So it's kind of crazy. You can still preset things and.
And then that was one that came out. People were saying like, oh, it's so expensive for a Boost. They're like Jackson Audio, what are they doing over there? Well, I'm like, well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I mean, actually, I haven't held these next to each other. The The new wave. Yeah, they fit the same. Well, it's taller. It's taller, but.
Mm-hmm.
And this is similar, like aluminum. Yeah. It's like really light compared to this thing.
Yeah.
So it feels like I'm going to like throw this one in the sky. but yeah, I mean, these are, I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is my new Walrus. Oh, I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to fucking go, yeah, let me just buy them all.
Yeah. Your Walrus MXR kick where it's like, I guess I got to buy them all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's dangerous.
Well, I mean, so far, two for two, you got two of the pedals and you like them. So, I don't know. That's
yeah.
Not
they,
bad.
They have a lot of pedals that kind of seem the same because they all have, like, they share, like, the some of the overdrives have this in it, this circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Or some have, like, the compressors. There's, like, two or three compressors they have. I'm like, they all kind of, one's a double and one's a single.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm probably going to stay away from those. I don't need a compressor. But the Golden Boy, I think it would be really cool to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe another overdrive. I don't need any overdrives, really, but that Golden Boy is kind of cool. I forget his name, but Joey. Yeah, Joey L.
Jojo.
The kid. He's the kid.
Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo. Oh, man, that's the worst name I've ever heard. Some guy runs out. No, Joey Jojo. That's Simpsons. Yeah, because years ago you were on a Simpsons kind of starting that.
Yeah, I tried. I think I got like to season five or something.
Oh, yeah.
So many episodes, dude. Yeah. There's like, I think there's like 20-some episodes, or maybe even more, a season.
Yeah.
I made it. I mean, that was like years of
yeah.
I did pretty much the same thing with NYPD Blue. I made it like five seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the world changed in that.
Yeah.
Like, I made it to like, started in 93. I made it to like 98.
Damn.
You know, or whatever it is.
How many seasons were there?
There's a lot. They made it all the way to like 05.
Damn.
So they kept going.
Okay. I think, yeah, there's some shows I'm like, oh, I want, because I've been like kind of wanting to do a movie kick and to like, oh, I should watch movies, but I'm like, oh, there's some shows. And even not that it's like, oh, these are great shows. Like, I never finished and I've seen all of Futurama. I remember liking everything from that show. I'm like, I should watch this. Just got to find out where the hell it is.
Probably Fox, right?
Or Hulu, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, ah, man, Hulu just fucks you in the ass. Because it's like, they get the commercials that you have to watch. And it's like, oh, watch 5 minutes of commercial, like, block. And then you can watch a show. And like, okay. And then sometimes it'll go through that 5 minutes and it'll like glitch out and restart again. I'm like, I've already watched these.
Yeah.
God damn it. I just want to watch Gundam Wing again.
I had
Outlaw Star and Gundam Wing. Shows I watched when I was a child.
I had an ad blocker on my YouTube, right?
Okay.
And I got three strikes, basically. You're out kind of thing.
What does that mean?
You know, it's every time I would click on YouTube on my computer, it would say, we've detected an ad blocker. It's against YouTube's, whatever. I'm like, damn, I've been running an ad blocker for as long as I knew how to run one.
Yeah.
Like since Firefox Mozilla days.
Okay.
You could just like put a blocker on there so every time it would start an ad, it would just like skip to the freaking video. Like,
every time you're on those spicy sites.
No, this is on YouTube.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's pop-up blocker.
Now they can detect it. And so it's like, we've detected, one, you're on Google Chrome, right? So they totally know.
Yeah.
You know, YouTube's Google, right?
They got you dead rights there.
Yeah. And so, fucked up.
They banned you? Or what?
No, it said, like, this is your final warning. I was like, oh, I didn't know you were fucking counting.
God damn, YouTube. You
know? So I had to disable it on my fucking, on Google, Chrome. Chrome.
Yeah.
So,
well, YouTube, like, damn too.
It. Now I got to watch stupid ads.
We'll get you. And if, like, sometimes I'll, like, listen, like a video that's like not necessarily you need to watch it. It's kind of maybe more like talking. Maybe they like will have some images about the subject that they're talking about. I'll just listen to it on my AirPods and just have it play. And I could be in, you know, my kitchen while like my phone's in my room and I'm just AirPods going. I'm like, oh, I'm washing, you know, my dishes or whatever. And I'm like, okay, an ad's going. Okay, of course they're going to get the second one in. And cool.
Yep.
A third one?
Yep. No,
like,
I think...
Because it's the one where you have to like wait for 5 seconds. Skip ad. If you don't skip that ad, they're going to be like, you must like ads. Guess what?
No, I don't think so. They fucking find a way still.
We got more for you, pal.
I've had them where it's like a 40-minute ad.
Or you can't skip the first ad, but you can skip the second one.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you got to watch this dumbass fucking, you know, car commercial or fucking like insurance or some shit like that. And then,
yeah.
Oh, guess what? We're going to do fucking soap ad next. I'm like,
yeah. I've had, was it here? P&G fucking runs. Oh, a, what is it? They own everything. So it's like, some cleaner and then a different cleaner and then a different clean, then an air freshener and everything's fucking P&G, Procter and Gamble. I'm like, God damn. I just got hit with like 4 fucking commercials from the same like bloodthirsty organization.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to try your shit now because you're annoying.
It's like
me.
Tide. That's what it was. It was Tide. And then it was like Glade. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, you know, whatever it was. All the fucking, you know, I'm like, God damn.
There are sometimes some ads that I see on YouTube. I'm like, oh, God. I should try that. I'm like, oh, jeans made in America? I think it was the one that you talked about. It was like, is it Jocko one that he's...
Yeah, Origin.
And I was like, oh, I should lose weight first.
yeah. Before, yeah.
Jocko would not like me waking up Pat after 10.
Yeah. Waking up at 10 o'clock and being as fat as I am. Yeah.
Jocko's...
He's judging me.
Jocko don't like that. But anyways, what are we talking about?
I think we're still in my what's new.
Yeah.
So I've been going back through songs I've made. I'm making new, you know, just kind of new ideas coming out,
like
full
I'm
band stuff
shit,
and synth
okay?
stuff.
Yeah.
Stop. Doing something. So going through older songs and remastering.
Mm-hmm.
So, or mastering, and you know, some of them I never did.
Like remixing and stuff
and
like that, too.
Mixing, like, oh, that's way too loud, or I don't like that synth, or whatever. But, like, some of these songs are from, I mean, I made them, like, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's crazy to think that I've had reason for that long. I've been making, you know, doing stuff on my own computer.
Yeah, and you've had that computer for that long. Feels like you just got it. No.
I know. I probably should do some upgrades to it, but it's working now. Mm-hmm. Still fine. Going through changing out amps that I got the best sound I could at the time out of whatever the stock amp was, or some of the amps, or even the PRS ones that
waves.
You know, I'm like, okay, that's cool. But drop on, the native, Helix native stuff, and it's like, yeah, I don't have to tweak anything. Like, I was going, looking through, I had, like, some of these I had to EQ and then add, a delay and a reverb or whatever, and still have it EQ'd so that it sounded good coming out of the amp.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you drop the freaking, just the standard plugin, the default one, I'm like, man, it already sounds so much better. It's not distorted like the other ones, but I'm like, it already sounds like a real, it sounds like a real amp.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was like, I was really struggling to make, you know, it sound, you know, and I'm not a engineer. I'm mm-hmm. trying my best on this, but,
just going back and revisiting, I'm like, okay, maybe at the time you didn't have the right plugins or didn't know what to look for, what you were, you know, not know what you were doing, but like kind of what to go for. It's like, oh, this is an amp plugin. This should be okay. And then since then you got a better one. So you're like, oh, and now you know the Helix Native plugin and that ecosystem of Line 6, what the hell they do, and yeah. how to get the sounds that you like out of it. And you may even have presets too. So you're like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to dump my preset that I already know is good.
And yeah, then, I've been doing that with my my bass one. I'm like, yeah, I just dropped this bass on there.
Do you use any third-party IRs, or are you just going whatever?
No, not yet. I haven't really done that. Just because it's like kind of a pain in the ass to put it in the computer and then search through the files and then drop it in. I mean, it's probably not that big of a deal, but
yeah, it sounds pretty easy.
Wow, you made it sound really easy.
Yeah,
actually,
it's actually pretty easy. You just organize your folders, maybe. You're like,
yeah, you know what, asshole? Maybe I don't want to even fucking think about doing that.
Look at you fucking asshole. Am I the fucking asshole? No.
Are we the baddies? We have skulls on our uniforms. Yeah.
That sounds like not a chore at all. I bet your computer, I bet it's pretty disorganized.
I mean, I know where everything is, so
I bet your desktop is full of shit.
Yeah, you want to look at it?
I don't know if you can share it. Probably can, right?
I can, yeah. Should be able to.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Come on. Oh, it's in the icon in the corner. All right. Desktop. I don't see a desktop. Maybe not. Damn.
Like a screen share? I wonder if I can do that, too. Let's see. I don't know if I can share.
I bet if I did, like, the snipping tool.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I'm looking at, like, just the basic ones. Now I can only have the Windows. No. So, I was going to get you. I bet mine was cleaner than yours. Great bit for the audio listeners.
Yeah.
We could just
everyone's so stoked on us.
We could just screenshot our desktops and show them next episode. Oh, yeah.
There's video games on here, but there's...
Well, it's not too bad. I was expecting it to just be all over the place.
It's also not, this is still, I haven't redone these because I plugged in the new monitor and it still set at the border of the old one. So I had it going all the way around.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I got a lot of stuff. I do have to clean some stuff up here.
Mm-hmm.
But I like games and then I got like random like T40, you know, like settings. Mm-hmm. And then stuff that I don't even want on here, like Microsoft Edge. Fuck, I edge every day. I don't need your help, Microsoft. I don't want to be Microsoft anyway.
Hell yeah, there you go.
Boom. All right, back to the show. Back to the show. That's what I'm working with, everyone.
Yeah. Show me what you're working with.
So I'm going back through remastering.
That could be
no, I haven't.
Just shout out. Homies, show me what you're working with. People could share their screenshots of their desktops in the group.
Yeah.
How messy is yours?
Yeah. I showed you mine. Show me yours now.
Yeah.
Like that, Matthew Fenslaw. All right? Chill out.
Homie.
You know, and I'm getting good results, I think. You're like, okay, this sounds good. You know, maybe, you know, this could actually be a song. Before, sometimes it's like, ugh, this doesn't sound as good as I thought it would. And then you give up on it, and then I come back. Oh, replace the guitars, replace the bass. Maybe I can now I have better drums on some of these songs, too. It's fuller sounding drums, where before I was like, layering two drum sets over each other and EQing so that it was thicker because it was like, I can't turn this up anymore. It's like, all right. So I was layering two sounds. I'm like, then I was getting the sound I wanted. I'm like, all right, now I don't need to do that because, you know, Easy Drummer with the new Synthwave ones, it's like really good sounds. Just in your face on, you know, which I guess you don't want in-your-face drums, but you want, like, good quality sounding.
It's, like, mix ready.
Yeah, it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, been doing that, and I came across a song that I had I had one of the first songs I made, and actually, it was one of the first ones I posted on Instagram. It's still there, and I reposted it again, and I added, you know, some sound clips, whatever, just to kind of set the tone of the visual that I added to it, and you know, that kind of stuff. But yeah, having fun doing that, and
yeah, it's a different way of thinking of like you're still, you know, ultimate outcome creating music, but it's also like, oh, you're not playing it, you're now mixing it and trying to make it sound good.
Yeah. And I mean, the bar's really low. It's like, can I make this sound better? Yes, I did. Boom.
Yeah, like success. I can figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Successful, at least on that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm even using other, like, completely different synths, too. There's that open source, it's called, like, I can't remember. Surge? That's what it is. I think that's what it's called. I feel like stupid because I use it all the time. I can't remember. But oh, I could just look it up.
Remember drinking Surge?
Yeah, Surge Synth. Surge XT Effects. And it's a VS. It's an open source. VST3 is what I'm using. It's awesome. And there's so many different presets in there that just sound so good. And I have... Sorry.
Burping. Too much good stuff.
Yeah. It sounds so good.
So goddamn good.
There's good sounds built into, you know, in here, but they're like general synth sounds. They're not necessarily like retro, or they're just like, oh, this guy, you know, whoever it was, which I don't know how they come up with the name or come up with the synths. Built in, but some of them are like, these are fucking whack, you know, like, all right, what is that? That's more of like a sound effect, but you have it like, I'm like, okay, you would use that. I could see where you would use that, but why is that not in the sound effect area? This is like as a synth.
Okay, no
notes. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, all right, going through, you're just like scrolling. I don't know if you've seen that meme where it's like the guy, he's doing like the world, it's like Guinness Book of World Records, how many like drum hits he can do. But he's hitting like, you know, snares, all different drums. He's going like a big like corkscrew, like going all the way around, and he's going through rooms, going outside of the warehouse, but they're like counting on, but it's like when you, it's the joke is like,
yeah,
when you're going through sampling,
meme, but I'm liking,
you're just hitting the arrow on your keyboard.
Yeah, just at that point, I'm like, how can you really find what you're not giving you enough time to marinate or whatever? But yeah,
yeah, that's what it feels like sometimes when I'm going, I'm like, fuck. Okay, that one's cool, but I don't know where I'd use that. I'm not,
what is this?
And I get sidetracked really easily doing that too, because I'm like, that sounds cool, it doesn't fit what I'm doing. So sometimes I'll stop what I'm doing and start a new project because of that sound.
I remember doing something similar to that with my Easy Drummer drum set that I made for Easy Drummer 3 or 2 or whatever the hell. Easy Drummer 2, but I just transferred it over to Easy Drummer 3. I found like a mix of a kit, and I've talked about it. I'm like, oh, pop punk with Metal Machine like cymbals, and I think the snare is a Metal Machine snare, but the kit is a pop punk kit, and then cymbals, a mix of the pop punk and metal ones. And I was just going through what do I like, and then when I had that and the mix that I liked saved as a preset, I'm like, I'll never do this again. But Brian, what if you want to create something different? Nope, here's the B-Gow kit, done.
I pick different sounds pretty much all the time. But
yeah, not that I don't think drums are important, but sometimes I'm like, drums, I'm like, we're done now.
Yeah, I'm glad this is over with.
Well, they're important. Thank okay, all right.
Never coming back here again.
Yeah,
zero stars.
Yeah.
although important, but useless in society, drummers can still serve a purpose. I said that wrong, but
I got it. Big gulps, huh? Anyway.
Yeah. All right. See you, fellas. Anyways, outside of music and stuff, I've been doing just some reorganizing of just stuff. Like, I have like, and I still am not done, but I have a bunch of, like a bunch of gun stuff, like, like random parts, like, all right, here's a project I'm working on. It's a bag, right? I have stuff like this. So this is like a Picatinny rail, and it goes on a certain spot on the gun. Okay, yep. Well, I need to figure out how to get it onto there because it's actually a pain in the ass, or maybe I'll have to have a friend help me with it, you know, phone a friend situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have stuff like this floating around. I also have just like magazines, you know, I have
a bunch of Penthouse just forums stuff. And stuff like that.
Yeah, Time, you know, highlights, that kind of stuff, Boy's Life.
Highlights. It'd be great if you had a mix of highlight magazines, dude, and then Penthouses and Hustlers. And then
this was a good addition. You'd pull out a fucking highlight.
This one was great, but also this one was great.
What would suck? Uh-huh. You, I liked, you'd go to free, was it the dentist or the whatever? Mm-hmm. You always had highlights, right? Yeah. Always had highlights. And I was, you know, probably too old. I never read anything in there.
Yeah.
I always flipped to the, like, find, you know, like the picture search.
Yeah.
Right? Find the butterfly or find the ice cream cone.
Yeah.
You know, it's all just line drawings and they'd put something in there. I'm like, oh, this is great. Sometimes you'd get one and some asshole
kid
had gone in there and circled. You're like, fuck.
Parents, you got to beat your kids. Please beat
them. It's cheat mode. Like, yeah. Whoa, Steve, you fucking Harvey getting extra credit for this? Why were you circling things?
Yeah, you're at the dentist's office, you little prick.
Yeah, fuck you.
You're whoever 17 you years old.
Yeah, yeah, I'm 17. This is probably, you know.
I remember my first.
8-year-old kid.
Yeah, my first dentist, like our kid dentist that we would go to. We went
Wait,
there.
He was a kid?
Yeah. He was it Doogie Howser?
Are you telling me the chicken fried this rice?
Stupid.
My kid dentist.
A shrimp fried rice. Is this a shrimp
What's the intro to freaking Doogie Howser? I remember that was a jam. Music?
I don't remember. I remember the show. Just I never watched it, but anyways.
Oh, man.
The dentist we'd go to as kids. It was like a, you know, specialty of like, you know, children, you know? And we went there way too late. My dad, I think the last time we went was the last time we went because my dad realized, I'm like, they're way too old to go here anymore. They're like 13 years old. But I remember going there and they had N64s, baby.
Oh, what?
Oh, they like had a room for just kids. The waiting room was N64s. Now this is sick. I remember going in there. I'm like, I'm way too old to be here. It must have been 13 where I was like, okay, I've been as tall as I am now when I was 13. And I'm like, this is still sick because who doesn't like N64s? I'm fucking 35 years old. I still like N64s. You're listening to the Doogie Howser theme song and you're on.
Sorry.
I can fucking tell. You can do that after the fucking show. You know that, you dumb fuck.
All right, it's gone. I had to listen. It was in my, you know, it's like
you literally,
you know, one of those things.
Have to listen.
All right, I'm a prick. That would be sick though. I mean, I never went to a place that had a fucking N64.
I remember thinking,
and
it was,
I'm sure,
like, this place
if I got experience, yeah, it'd be broken. I'd be like, oh, sick. I get to go to the dentist. It'd be fun. No.
Mm-hmm.
Broken.
Yeah.
You get the broken controller.
And that was the first time I played that Star Wars, like, Shadows of the Empire.
Oh, damn.
And that first opening, level is, like, Hoth. I was like, this is, the fucking movie. You gotta be shitting me.
So then the idea is that you have cavities then, so you have to go to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you purposefully just fuck up your mouth.
And then,
I mean, that's what you kind of do as a kid anyways.
Yeah. And then you go to the dentist now as an adult, and they just fuck you over.
Yeah. If you listen to Kyle.
Grab you by the ankles and just shake you out for every fucking penny you have.
Yeah. Goddamn. Surprised you didn't get a freaking happy ending at the end of the last one that you did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I gotta go to the dentist again. It's actually probably been over a year. You don't, Kyle.
I know. Yeah,
It's a fucking scam.
They can't.
Think about it. Last time you went to the doctor, he called you a fat fuck for it.
Yeah. Can you handle the next time?
I don't think you can.
Yeah. But, you know, shit, you know, you got to take care of yourself. So you got to take care of your teeth, your choppers over there. So.
Yeah, I haven't been in a long time. Probably should go. I just, in a new land, you don't know where to go.
I honestly just went to a dentist that was covered by my insurance. That was
you went closest. To Western Dental or something.
That was the closest
some place
to my,
that
closest to my house.
You over?
That's how I chose my dentist. Are you covered by my insurance? And are you the closest to my house? I'll be there. And how I chose my doctor? I'm like, who's the closest and covered by my insurance?
Yeah.
That's who I went to. He's all right. But anyways.
Anyways, that's my what's new. I mean, just been organizing some shit and moving stuff around, and you know, like I have, you know, sometimes I'll work on a project and leave it out. I'm like, okay, I need to put that away.
Like, I'll come back.
I mean, this room obviously didn't touch very much in this room. I moved stuff out, but I didn't actually organize this room. So you got me.
Is the rest of your house like organized, but this room is just chaos?
Yeah, I'm gonna lie to you.
Oh yeah, okay.
Say, yeah.
Okay.
Fucking Christ.
I wasn't putting you on the spot. God damn.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, why is my wife in the room? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's very clean.
It's very clean. It's great. You guys just got Amazon boxes. Like, you live in a warehouse.
Yeah, we have them broken down, but that we don't always take them out on time. What's shit coming in? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like a mail room. No.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, mail room.
it's just dropping in from the fucking top floor.
Yeah. The cats
have just
like,
two of us here. We got a Carrie Ramos here.
No. The cats have little high vis vests on as they're moving packages around.
Yeah, you put the cats to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little one. Stupid. She's got a mail cart that she's pushing. Like, all right. Is there Carrie Ramos around here?
Oh, yeah. What's the one? Anyways, I can't remember. Anyways, what's new with you?
Let's see.
Moving on.
Kind of mentioned it in my what's new. So Brian and Adam were over, and we were recording scratch tracks.
Nice.
For the new EP that we're recording in a couple weeks. We got four bangers ready to go. And so we're going to start recording drums first and foremost. And, you know, kind of was talking about how, like, oh, easy drummer. I'm like, oh, drums, like, get one good sound, fucking move on. But, I mean, drums, like, I think are very important. So we are putting some time, money, and effort into getting the best drum sounds that we can. I think I mentioned it. We're recording with Ben Moore at Singing Serpent.
Wow.
Studios. So it's actually probably the most I've ever paid for a recording for one day. But we're doing the drums there, and so we wanted to get because Brian has one day to get four songs done, so we're giving him the the best, you know, of the best
around.
he's like yeah, no, I can do it, but we want to give him the best chance to do the best that he can. I couldn't think of a better way to say that, but give him scratch tracks. So he's like, okay, to a click scratch tracks, so he knows what he's doing. So essentially we just give that session to Ben Moore, and Brian's going at it. So we've been practicing hammering. We've written maybe like 7-8 songs, different ideas too, but we got it down to the four that we want to do. It's like,
nice,
you know, the idea is like when you're a band, it's like, oh, record everything you have. Well, you've done that in the past. I'm like, just in case, playing, we've done all those before, you know. But, you know, same thing with, like, you know, playing, but like just in case it's been around. So like, well, we don't need to get more just crap out. We just want to get the good stuff out. Yeah. So we whittled it down. Not that the other ones are bad, but like, okay, that might be a better fit or need more like tweaking on those. But the four bangers.
Yeah.
So,
four that are ready right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
They're all structured. We got them everything ready to go. Even thinking about every like transition and drum fill that Brian's going to do. We got it down. Now we need to just get him ready to go. That way he can just bang, 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 go. And then bang, bang, bang on the drums. So,
I don't want to work.
And so,
that's what he says when he gets there. I just want to bang. I said, oh, perfect. So
it's good.
Sit down and,
it's a Saturday. Good.
And you paid for it. So, mm-hmm.
Yep. yeah. So it was fun. Kind of just getting back into the, you know, my home studio and getting it used for like, you know, me being my engineer or whatever kind of thing. And it was fun kind of like having the guys here. I'm like, oh, this is, you know, cool.
So you set up the drums there? Or?
Yeah. No, no, we just got the guitars through the Fractal. And
oh, gotcha.
Everything, I'm like, oh, thinking of like presets and everything. I'm like, oh, I have the Just In Case guitar session, like the,
gotcha,
you know, for, you know, format for Pro Tools. I have the console UAD like leveling, so for Adam's in-ears, because he likes to record with the in-ears, but also I'm like, I want to hear on my monitors. All I do is a click, yeah. And like I just clicked presets. I'm like, oh, we're all ready to go. Nice. I'm like, that's all right, digital things are cool. As much as it would be like, hey, bring your amp over, I'm gonna mic it, and then we could just do these scratch checks. I'm like, no, just fucking use the Fractal. I think when we do record, Adam wants to use his amp, so I'm like, all right, I'm willing to, you know, let's do that. And then I'm like, well, I don't really want to mic it. Let's use the IR captor torpedo deal. He's like, I'm fine with that. So, less of like,
yeah, because that's like a perfect, you know, perfect way to capture it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, silent way, and then, but we're still using his head amp, but just using a, you know, cab, and yeah. Yeah, so it's fun kind of getting in that studio mode again, or getting there. So I'm not doing as much recording at home as I should, but that kind of opened my eyes. I'm like, God, bro, it's so easy to do this. You need to be recording. So easy. I don't even plug up cables. They're already hooked up. I have my Mogami cable, 18-foot, already plugged into the back. I don't even have to get to the back of my Fractal. It's already set up. I just unroll it from the bottom of the amp rack. I'm like, I thought about how to make this easy. Why am I not recording more? Whatever.
Yeah.
This is a dickhead. Just
some ideas. Just start playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And then instead of like, you know, I've actually been jamming more on my acoustic, which is actually like, oh, play electric. I'm actually, that's
stupid.
That's a great guitar too. this got me even more into the, you know, the mode or the bug of studio thinking and stuff like that and recording. Started watching more studio tours, like Andrew Masters. He's got a bunch of great ones that I just had a backlog, and I'm like, I'm kind of out of that mode. I just like sometimes like get overwhelmed by watching gear and guitar. I'm like, I definitely stopped watching as much guitar demos and guitar like product. Get excited about new product, you know, that kind of video. I'm like, you know, shout out to all of them that do it. I'm like, I just don't need to buy more stuff. There's not like more guitar things that I'm that excited about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, well, I guess this is growing up, you know? except that Tom DeLonge Strat, bro. I'm like, that's a, don't need it. Don't, but I want it. Let me tell you, I can't lie to you. I'm honest at least that I'm like, I want that damn Strat. And then, but I am holding out for that hollow body signature. Hopefully that comes out from Fender. Tom. You know, there's been leaks.
It's not out yet? I thought it was.
I think people have leaked, like, you know, some specs on it and stuff like that, spec sheets and stuff like that. But there's not been an official.
There's been no guitar release yet.
Yeah, I just sound like.
Just pictures.
I just don't know how to speak English. But I started watching those studio tour videos of like people's home studios. Some of them are like, you know, just like a room. And some people go like whole hog and they have like a whole house in Nashville, Tennessee dedicated to a studio. I'm like, okay, bro, you got some cash, yeah? But I'm like, okay, what about like Joe Schmo who just like is making this? And like, I like how he has a mix of just a bunch of different shit.
Yeah.
And then commercial spaces and stuff like that. It's like, okay, you know. And then I'm like, okay, I kind of got the bug more to like, oh, let's start, you know, recording again. Obviously, use the stuff that you have, but also like, what about buying more stuff?
Yeah, that's what.
Because obviously, that'll save you me. Know, obviously the not buy more, you know, gear is like, okay, that works more for guitar because I think I got all the guitars. So, but what about recording stuff? What about getting my, you know, room dialed in more for like acoustics, not an acoustic guitar, but for the acoustics of the room? I'm like, this the shit that I wanted to buy for years, just acoustic treatment, you know. I'm like, I should just buy it. Like, I should buy it and just start doing it, because I bet it would make this room sound so much better for when we do vocals, for what, even doing the podcast here. Not that it's that echoey, you know, with, you know, bed on the ground and the, you know, carpet and shit like that. But I'm like, it could just make it sound better. And then eventually when I want to start doing videos again, it'll just help with echoes and reflections. So I'm like, all right. So I've been looking into that. And so I think next paycheck, I'm going to start doing it, like, not buy something crazy silly, although you could say buying room acoustics is silly because it's not a cool, fun thing. But it's like, all right, getting, like, you know, the bass trap kind of acoustic panels and shit like that. Getting them put up here. I think that'd be nice. Maybe better, like, kind of like something even just more like furniture wise that I wanted to get, like, a better bookcase, and for my amps and gear to have it more readily available, and also just aesthetically looking better. And so stuff like that. I'm like, oh man, not that I would, you know, but what if I recorded like a guitarist or somebody, stuff like that. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I can start doing
to look pro.
Yeah. I can have,
you'll be doing probably silent shit, but
mostly, but also, I don't know. What if I'm like,
mostly silent.
Yeah.
Mostly hip hop.
And he was like, you know, pretty cool guy. I don't know why I phrase it like that. Yes, he is a cool guy.
Pretty Justin, cool guy.
Justin from the
Tone. He's like Fonzie.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just like Justin from the Tone Control.
All right.
he slaps a jukebox and it plays.
Hey.
He jumps his motorcycle over some buses and then records the podcast with Eric.
Hey.
Hey. I'm like, okay, his studio is not like super crazy. He's just got basically a room with gear in it, and he'll record bands, but he does some mixing and stuff like that too. I'm like, man, well, what if I got some gear dedicated more towards the mixing side of things, less than tracking, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. Because tracking wise, I would probably just go direct in DI anyways. But mostly I'm like, well, what if I do that? And then they just got me thinking more about gear. I'm like, I'm back in it.
I'm
back, yeah. I had maybe half a year of like, no buying anything. I'm gear. I'm minimalist. I got everything I need. I'm going to sell stuff. And now I'm like, oh, you know what? What guitar for sure. But what about recording stuff? Guess what?
Yeah.
Need more stuff for that.
Well, I was scrolling through some plugins. I was like, looking? Like, I'm like, God, I could save $8,000 by buying this pack.
Yeah.
Literally. That's like some of them show that. I'm like, cool.
And that's the thing too. I'm like, oh, I've been out of buying plugins for maybe a year. I don't know. I mean, don't quote me on that. You can probably go listen to the episodes, but I'm like, I haven't been as heavy as buying like plugins and IRs and amp sims and stuff like that. Cause I'm like, so I'm just, you know, use the stuff that you have, which I have been and not as much as I should, but I'm like, okay, well, what if I start getting stuff and just like with a purpose, like the acoustic treatment that has a purpose. It will not only help with recording and mixing, but also just it won't be crazy expensive and aesthetically, you know, change the room a little bit. Instead of the album tour posters and stuff like that I have, it would just be panels. So boring, but also like, okay, maybe better for video, stuff like that too. But so,
yeah,
that was kind of, you know, thinking of studio upgrades. So obviously probably, you know, besides the studio panels and stuff like that for acoustics, I was thinking like studio upgrade would be a PS5.
Yeah, of course.
That's one that I'm like really debating on eventually getting one or not. I'm like, yeah, it's like it came out like 4 years ago, but I'm still like, okay, it would be sick to get one. All right, it would be cool. But I'm like, yeah. And everybody I talk to, I'm like, yeah, I've been thinking about that too. You should probably just get it. Cause I talked to Johnny and he's like, no, it's probably, just get one because he wants one. So just like live vicariously through me and then train.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been,
and you get people come over, hang out.
Yeah.
You know,
and then we record or just
not
like,
get anything done.
Not get anything done.
No.
But other than that, you know,
Yeah. No, yeah. You're saying I brought up plugins, but there is one I was looking at. It's called Serum,
mm-hmm.
and it's like $200, and it's like a synth. It's just a it's a lot of there's a lot of synths in there, but it's like a you have like a visualization of what the wave looks like, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So not just like a two-dimensional wave like most of the oscillators show.
Yeah.
It shows it like in a plane.
What the fuck?
So you can see, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know how that's really helpful if it even makes it more confusing, but a lot of, I'm getting bombarded on when I log into Sunrunner on Instagram, I get this one, check out this thing I made on Serum. I'm like, damn, that sounds fucking pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. like, what is Serum? Look it up. I'm like, oh, that's expensive. Cool. Does it even work with and that with Reason? It's like jury's still out. I think people are like, is it stable when it's what? Because they update and then it's like, oh, I don't know if it works anymore.
Yeah.
Like, cool. So
awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. So
just
we'll
wait
see.
Until the jury's like you said, the jury's out and all that.
Yeah. Well, every time they update something, that's why I don't really. I kind of hesitate to update even my Reason. So I'm like, what if I had something that worked and then doesn't work?
Yeah. And then even just doing the recording stuff, I was looking into like, okay, let me get, how much would it be to get the update to Pro Tools so I can get the 2024 version and the up, because I'm on 2020. I'm still doing it. And I'm like, would it be that much of an upgrade to do this and that and the other? I'm like, it'd be like $200. And I'm like, I don't know if my MacBook can run the new one. So that's why I'm like, I looked at it, I'm like, it would be pushing it. Because my computer is going to be 7 years old now. Going to be 8. And I'm like, maybe I'll wait till this thing croaks and then I'll do a new MacBook and then I'll do the $200 upgrade to Pro Tools.
Yeah. Damn.
You know, but other than that, looking at gear and pining after new recording gear and stuff like that to upgrade my space here, I'm down 10 pounds total since I started dieting.
Nice.
And that's like been like, what, 9-10 weeks? And I'm like down 10 pounds. I'm like, God damn. I feel like I could drop 10 pounds when I was 20 years old like that in a week. And now that I'm 35, I'm like, holy shit, this sucks. How many egg white almonds do I have to eat? God damn.
How much do I have to suffer?
Those were good at first. Now they're like, this is getting
a little boring. Yeah.
So I'm like, I bought some new hot sauces to put on it. And that, all right, I'm bringing me back in. But I'm like, Jesus Christ. One time I was just egg white scrambles. I'm like, I'm just like pissed off eating this. I'm like, well. You know, you had plenty of cheat days for the past 35 years.
Yeah, you're making up for it. Yeah,
exactly.
You cheated every fucking day.
Yeah. So which I think is, not a lot, but I got more to go. But I'm like, think about it. I'm like, I was telling you, I'm like, getting back to doing video for the podcast. And like, it was like maybe before I, started dieting and went to go see my doctor and stuff like that. And he's like, hey, fat boy. I could tell just a difference in like my face and shit like that. I'm like, oh, good. Cause on a day to day, you barely notice it. I'm like 10 pounds. I'm like, okay. I guess my shirt's a little looser but I'm like, it's kind of good to see it or whatever. Just see progress on the scale. But I'm like, this is like, this is like podcast, like how we're getting older. When we first started, we talked about like drinking beer and playing shows and doing all this crazy shit. And they're like, oh, I was playing gigs. And we're going, out of town gigs. And now it's like, I'm in my bedroom and I'm fat and I'm trying to lose weight. It's good times.
Well, my wife said that, when she hugs me, she can feel like I'm smaller.
She's like, oh, well, that's good. It's always good to have, people notice.
I'm down 15.
Hell yeah.
Pounds.
That's great. We're keeping it real on the cast here.
This chair ain't gonna break.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking hot boy summer, baby.
Yeah.
Don't jerks. We're gonna be the hot pod.
Yeah. Eat that 60 cycle. We're gonna be the hot boys.
Nah, they're still gonna be hot as hell.
Yeah.
God damn. God damn, those boys.
God damn, those boys are so good looking.
Tall drinks water over there.
God damn, we ain't got got nothing on that Steve over there.
Yeah. We think about them, they're all Chads. They're like, dur, dur, dur. Jacked as hell. Shout out to
them. I was looking at this plugin right now. Mm-hmm. Native Instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Complete 14 Collector's Edition.
Oh, yeah.
It's number 14. You save $19,000.
As much as a car.
Almost $20,000 by buying this bundle.
Or you could just not buy it and save all that money.
Yeah. It's still it's like $1,800. This is ridiculous.
you save a fucking car.
Yeah, basically.
It basically would be, if you bought this
car
thing,
back in 2015,
it'd basically be like, you know, it'd be like if you won one of those like car at a mall things, like last person to be touching this wins.
Yeah,
and you just
exactly.
got it from-
it's one of those cars. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to buy
the tax. It's actually the tax on a car today.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyways, a down payment on a house anywhere but San Diego.
Wow.
Somewhere not in San Diego, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, but let's do a quick topic. What do you say?
Yeah.
What do you know? What do you say? Huh?
God damn, those boys looking good. God damn.
Okay. So this... maybe a basic bro, basic bitch kind of topic, but hey, you know, we sometimes got to
have
that's
what
there.
We are.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Because sometimes you got to keep it basic here. So was there a song, album, or band or bands that kind of got you into wanting to play guitar or bass or even to start a band? Can you like think of like some of them? I know for me, it's not like Jimi Hendrix and fucking, you know, Eddie Van Halen, which he's cool and they're cool, you know, but it's like, you know, it's not, I wasn't like going for guitar virtuoso rockers.
No, I wanted to play in a band, not fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's one thing people think. You're in a band, you probably like hook up with tons of chicks. No.
No. I still look like this when I'm playing.
Yeah.
The
later, like, in my early, like, mid-20s, that was not a selling point. I wouldn't, like, tell people, like, oh, what about yourself? Yeah. Well, I work retail management. Okay. Because if I would have said, I'm in a band. Ugh.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
I'm like, well,
how old are you?
Yeah. At least he's got a job.
Yeah. You want to go first?
Yeah, how about you go? Because I asked you the question.
You asked me.
It's an interview, Kyle. Tell me.
Well, you know, bands like Brand New, and I think watching like their tour videos, I was like, oh, they're actually like it put it like they actually are playing and touring. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this song is recorded, but they are touring. That I'm like, that looks like fun. You know, like. That's cool. Because, I think at the time I'd never actually been to a show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear about shows or, you know, you hear live recordings and stuff like that. But I'm like, oh, Jude Law in A Semester Abroad? It's literally, like, you literally took like tour
footage,
video. Yeah. I'm like, that was cool to me. I'm like, oh, look how badass these guys are. They're probably assholes. Now looking back, I'm like, yeah, Brand New. But also another one was Thrice I had never heard Artist in the Ambulance, like the song.
Yeah.
But I heard like three or four other songs on that record. I don't know how, mm-hmm. because I think it has a music video, right? And so I'm like, I think it does, right? Artist in the Ambulance has a...
I don't think so. But there was like the...
Okay, so there's Do for a Miracle, which I'd seen the music video for that.
Yeah.
Or is that the name of the song?
I think so. Or To the Sun, something with the sun.
Staring at the Sun or something?
I think that's what it was. Yeah, that's the
more,
name.
More, stay, yeah. Yeah, so that song, I had seen the music video, so that All That's Left was the one that, like, oh, this is more of my style of just, like, and at the time, I didn't really have a style. I'm like, that's music I could probably play. I'm like, still no. There's still a fucking good song. Still not that good at writing. still not that good at playing. But I think, like a lot of things, it's the music video that captivates you, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, that song was cool. And I didn't even connect those two. I think some of those songs on that record, cause you'd see like a music video and you just watch it. And I'm like, oh, this is Thrice?
Yeah.
Thrice made that other song, Staring at the Sun, which is also a fucking sick music video.
Yeah.
I'm like, so usually it's like music videos that, you know, because it's like a visual thing. I'm like, whoa, this is cool. It puts like the song into perspective. And this came out like, I don't know, 03, 2002?
Yeah, 03.
So, you know, and it was like, oh, I could, you know, and then I was playing at that time with like a drummer. And I was, some of these songs, I just pick out the bass line, or I was playing like the lead with the bass. I was like, okay, this is kind of fun. Some of the songs were kind of easy to pick out. And that's kind of what made it like, oh, not just playing by yourself or playing other, which I was playing other people's music, but I was playing it as like a freestyle. You know, I'm like, all right, we're playing
together. Drums
But yeah, definitely. Cause I had listened to Offspring before, but that was like, they were such a big band that was like,
yeah,
unattained. It was like, those guys are fucking rock stars, dude. Have you heard fucking Pretty Fly for a White Guy, dude? They're going places, bro.
My friend's got a girlfriend. Hate
that. Yeah, it's dude. Like those songs like on the radio,
yeah,
they're huge. And so you're like, oh, that's never going to be me. But then you see these people that are, they're not my age. They're probably like 4 or 5 years or maybe more older, but they're doing it. And you're like, oh, fuck. Obviously, they're signed to fucking Interscope and Geffen and these big-ass fucking record labels.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're like, that's sick. Those are their kids, well, in quotation.
Well, even seeing that, like, those bands at the time were still touring in a van.
Yeah.
They're still, like, playing club.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you would see bands, like, for me, it was similar. It's like seeing bands like Blink and Green Day, loved them, you know? But it was like, that didn't, you know, think, I'm like, I could never do that. These bands are huge. Yeah. And I'm like, I remember even like looking, cause it's back when, you know, CDs, you know, on booklets and stuff like that, seeing like the Mark, Tom and Travis show, just a bunch of photos and a bunch of shit like that. I'm like, they're touring in buses. Like even like pictures of back in 2000, like they were huge, huge band. There's like playing stadiums, you know, or whatever.
Some 41. It's like, yeah, the music's cool.
Yeah.
But that's not, we're not in the same ballpark at all.
Yeah.
But to see like a band who's like maybe a huge, still a huge step above you.
Yeah. But it's,
but they, that they're, seems, mm-hmm. yeah. Seems that's more, way more attainable.
More, yeah, attainable. Whereas like, you know, like you'd see Blink and even back then, it's like, oh, they're playing wireless and they have like a huge like amp, you know, speakers, like wall behind them, Green Day, the same deal. It's like, there's like, that's not me at all. Like I could never do that. And even like just the fact that I was like 15 and still on like, you know, 14, 15 or whatever, and still understanding like, yeah, this is not going to happen for you. But what could happen is you could have, you know, you could be playing to like maybe 200 people a night. And that's still pretty fucking cool. That sounds fucking awesome. Like that's kind of what I want to do. And even people say like, you never had a dream of being big and playing stadiums? I'm like, no, it was stupid.
Yeah.
I've talked to a friend who's a little bit older than me. He's like, you don't think your band could ever like go on tour with Green Day? I'm like, no, I'm not fucking stupid. I'm a man. I'm like a 35-year-old man. And he's like, oh, well, I think my band could. I'm like, you're an idiot. you're in your late 30s and you have kids. I'm like, there's no way you could do that, you fucking dumbass. Just to, you know, I said that in my head. I didn't say it to him. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
no, you guys could totally do it. You guys have been together for about a year and a half. Perfect. Yeah, you guys are totally ready to go.
And your songs suck dick, and you're ready.
You don't even know how to hook up an amp to a cab correctly with the right homage. But yeah, you're ready to go. And but you know, in my head as a kid, I just knew I like would love to, like, oh, you know, what if you played for 500 people? Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, if, I mean, you know, and then so, but it was bands
even
like,
10 people, if it's the right fucking crowd, is fucking sick.
Yeah. And so, and seeing just like, yeah, smaller clubs and even just like something like the size of like maybe a 100 capacity bar, but it's like packed.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's fucking great. Or even if like it's a 60 capacity bar and there's like 40 people there. Holy shit, call the fire marshal. You know, yeah. that shit's fucking fun. And even today, if you, you know, we can, you know, play a show here in San Diego and it's like we play Tower Bar and there's like 50 people there. Holy shit, this would be sick. The plane reunion, baby.
That'd be sick.
So, yeah. But I specifically, it was the first band that I really comes to mind, or think, you know, it's Newfound Glory. And it was the, I think the self-titled one where it's like the, have I waited too long? Have I found that someone? That album. Because yeah. Like the, you know, yeah, they actually got pushed on to MCA, but they were a Drive Thru Records band. I think it was still a Drive Thru Records album. And then just the music video showed them getting into a van, and it's obviously a music video, and then playing like a small, you know, small venue. And then it shows like, you know, their the back cover or whatever of the album is them playing in a garage. So they're, I'm like, man, I would love my band to play in a garage. If we had a band practice in a garage, you know, cool that would
be.
That'd be
fucking so cool.
That was like to me because I'm like, oh, that made sense. I'm like, I could do that. Like, we could play. I just need to, you know, find the right, you know, group of people and play.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm like, and then it was even like in high school and senior years when we finally got like pro amps and like us, it made us feel like we were rock stars and doing it.
Yeah.
I remember, had your Ampeg, you had your SVT-3, and then I had my Mesa head and Marshall cab, and we played actually in front of 1,000 or 1,200 people.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I had my Stingray. That was cool. Yeah.
And we were just like, it's like, oh, I guess we surpassed our, you know, goals or dreams that got us into wanting to start a band, and we did it, and we're here. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's quit. No. Yeah. But we kept chasing that dragon. But it was just kind of funny. It's like, I don't know, you and I similarly had, you know, different bands, but that same kind of caliber, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's, I think it's important. They don't make videos like, well, I guess I can't say that. They don't really make music videos anymore. I guess they don't get put on Fuse or, you know, MTV even. Like, let's, you know, get real. It's been a long time. Long, long time. But yeah, it was it totally changed, like you know, it's not just like a music video that has a story. It's like, oh, cool, you know, oh, boy and a girl, they love each other, whatever. And then like whatever the music video story is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's a real, like this is just real footage that someone filmed.
Yeah.
And they threw together. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what a great fucking idea.
Yeah. And it just was, you know? I don't know, it was kind of funny that we both had the same answer. It's like. Well, yeah. No shit. That's why we're friends, and also how, you know, also our, you know, our band was, we stayed together for so long because we had started the band with the same kind of goals and aspirations and liking the same thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know, maybe the listener, not to like downplay it. I think I, you know, but it's like, maybe Stevie Ray Vaughan was your guitar influence.
Yeah.
Maybe he was like, that's cool. Picking up a Strat and being, because, you know, also to say I'm not that good at guitar. I could play Newfound Glory. And then, but yeah, I mean, like that wasn't, for me, it was never being a guitar virtuoso. And, you know, there's times where I'm like, oh, I hunkered down and practiced guitar and got, I think in my head, better understanding of music and the instrument. But I've always wanted to be in a band. I'd never wanted to be like, I'm a guitar player. I'm like, no, I play in a band. You know?
Yeah.
Or I write music that, or whatever.
With that music video from Thrice, the All That's Left, it was such a simple music video. I was like, fuck. You just have to have a good song, and you don't have to have that, like, you don't have to have a crazy music video idea. It was, like, kind of artsy, whatever, but it's like, all white background with, like, you know, I think just shadows. I'm like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then they colored the shadows in different, I don't know how they did it, right? I still don't know. I haven't, but I'm like, that's cool. It was done, mm-hmm. and it was done on a budget.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of that shit, and just kind of like looking back on it, I'm like, oh, it, I don't know, just more maybe grounded, like in reality of like what we could do and what we wanted to do. That's kind of what made me want to like pick up an instrument. And I'm like, I learned how to play an instrument so I could start, so I could join a band. I didn't like, so band was first and then guitar or whatever I'd played was second. I'm like, well, I guess I have to do this. But yeah, the main goal was always to be in a band. But anyways, yeah. And so it's just kind of talking in circles here. It's always good time that we do it on here.
Yeah.
Let's bring it in for landing. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right. So thank you for tuning into the Tone Jerks podcast. We appreciate it. You know, tuning in, listening, watching, whatever you do.
Jerking it whenever you listen to our voices. Fine.
Hell yeah.
We're not judging you.
Get after it.
So, we'll let you finish.
Yeah. We'll leave the light
on.
For it.
God damn it. All right, keep going.
We'll leave the black light on for you. Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, no. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. if you like the show, you can follow along on social media. You can check us out on Instagram at the Tone Jerks, posting cool shit over there. And then we're on Facebook. We have a Facebook group linked, both of those linked in the description below. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to us. And, you know, give us a sub, give us a dom over there on YouTube. We're posting back to posting video podcasts over there. And then if you really like the show, you know, leave the reviews, do all that stuff. But, you know, we'd really appreciate it if, you know, give us a little support over there on the old Patreon. Just for as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. But if you support the show with double that, double down for $2 a month, you get an extra episode every week.
Yeah, and it's a JOI session.
Oh, yeah.
Brian counts down for you.
Yeah. And then a
little JOI for your ROI. You know? I've
never made it to the end of those. but for $2 a month, you get the extra bonus episode of the podcast every week. And if we miss the week here, we don't miss it over there on the Patreon. And then you get the whole back catalog of episodes. There are more Patreon episodes behind the paywall than there are main ones on the feed here. And it's a different show, a little different, some I would say it's a, you know, runaway hit over there. You know, I don't know. I do like when people say that, you know, they do listen to the Patreon and give us like, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh shit, did I say that over there?
Yeah, me too. I'm like, what did I say?
Governors are off there over on Patreon.
Am I on the list now? What the hell did I say?
Oh no.
Oh.
But yeah, it's fun. We're having fun over there on Patreon. But just for the sport, we wanted to give you all a huge shout out, a sizable acknowledgement. Kyle, you got a list over there?
I got it right here.
Why don't you give it to
Andrew Walsh from Andrew's Alcove and Red 4, his synth project, Abe Newman, Michael Newman, Nicholas Payson.
That I say baby, but I do the... They're like, I'm crazy. Looney Tunes style.
Yeah.
I'm like...
yeah. Nicholas Ogburn, moving on. Doug King. Doug Chris from 37 Effects, Masters of the Cinematic Universe, and also the Just Surprisingly podcast. I have Joe from the Like Mind Network, Masters of the Cinematic Universe, and also the Just Surprisingly podcast. Will Lehue from the Just Surprisingly podcast, Energy Weapon, Sharing Maps, Our Chainsaw Cabal. Guy's busy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a full time job, too. Tony DeGraw. I mean, you can't just make money off a podcast? No, it doesn't work that way. Tony DeGraw.
We're not all Matt and Shane, okay?
Yeah. Texas State Boggle Champs.
Yeah.
Telly Talks. We got RJ Smith, Televised Neon. He's doing stuff too. Got Jamie Davis, Johnny Ray, Steve Rao from the very handsome, by the way.
Oh.
Steve Rao from 60 Cycle Hum. He'll make you 60 Cycle.
Yeah.
Kevin E. Quits from E. Quits Guitars. Co Schneider from the band Night Tides. Alvaro Viramontes, Brian Nutter of Nutter Guitars, Mel Chipson of Chipson Guitars. This is your countdown, everyone. We're starting it now. Yeah. Sean Arbo from Gun Street Wiring Shop. 10. Sean Fahey from Shadowhounds. Sean Fahey from Shadowhounds.
9.
Sean Wright from Lollygagger Effects and How to Fucking Solder on YouTube. Juan Ortiz from Tone Hungry Effects. Mike Oxbig. These guys are already on it. Denny Wacked. Zach Hale. Eric Merrill from YouTube, Instagram, and the Movie Podium Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Hamilton from the Effects Loop Podcast. Got Matthew Fensaw. That's the guy I'm really worried about with this JOI. Matthew Davis, Chase Stevens, and Pete from over there.
All right. We'll see you next time. We love you.
Bye.